Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Garrett Sutton is here, great member of our Brain Trust, nationally acclaimed and recognized corporate attorney, founder and corporate of Corporate Direct and Sutton Law Center. Garrett, I need your website again, please.
CorporateDirect.com.
And his new book is called Scam Proof Your Assets, Guarding Against Widespread Deception. Don't believe Amazon, folks. Order it. You'll get it. So Garrett, I read something earlier this year that really made my blood boil. There's a global entity. I'm not sure. I've forgotten their names. I can't say their name. There's an entity out there that I guess is part of the UN. You won't be surprised about this then. It's part of the UN. And it's the group that calculates GDP of different nations. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who go in and say, okay, the GDP of Azerbaijan is $500 billion or whatever. That group has considered allowing certain countries to include their cybercrime as part of the GDP. It's such a big part of their economy that the people are complaining, the leadership is complaining that a whole huge industry in their country isn't included in their GDP. And this group is considering that. How stupid is that?
Jim, that is so stupid. I'm stunned that they would even consider that.
It's a real story.
Is that the OECD?
A real story.
Yeah. I think it's the OECD.
I've forgotten. You know, it was a name I wasn't familiar with. But it's the group that does the GDP numbers, and I'm thinking, in what universe does this happen?
Well, on the flip side, you have the International Red Cross recently. They sent a letter out to all the countries, and they said, you know, these countries need to take immediate and decisive action to go after the cyber attackers. The mm-hmm. International Red Cross is worried about these cyber bullies being able to take down medical systems.
Right.
Here's an interesting point, Jim. In Dusseldorf, Germany, a hospital was subject to a ransomware attack where they shut down the whole system until you pay them a ransom. And a 78-year-old man died as a result of it.
Yeah.
So now we have death from ransomware mm-hmm. attacks. Mm-hmm. You know, how many do 50 people have to die before the governments wake up to this?
Well, that's exactly right. And the U.S. government, one of the things that I've declared here on this show over the last several years, Garrett, is that United States is in World War III in cyberspace. We're already in World War III in cyberspace, and we're not winning. What do you think?
I agree completely. The Chinese have what they call the kill chain, and they are able to militarily disable military assets when there is a war. And we are way behind the Chinese on mm-hmm. the ability to engage in the kill chain technology. Mm-hmm. It's scary out there.
Hmm. Yeah, and the one of the things that I correct people on when they say, you know, they're mad at the Chinese. I mean, I'm mad at the Chinese for a lot of things, the government, I should say, for a lot of things, like the coronavirus. But I do defend them in one way, because they say, well, they steal our intellectual property. And I say, well, now, wait a minute. We need to differentiate between what they steal and what we're so stupid about that we let them have it. Those are two different things, aren't they?
Absolutely. If you go in there, and I've had plenty of clients go there and do license agreements, and part of the agreement says we're going to have your technology.
We're going to own it. We're going to get it.
That's stupidity, right?
Yeah. So they didn't steal that. And let me say something else. Their ethical bearing makes them believe that that's okay. In other words, if I walk into your garage and you leave the garage door open and I walk in there and I walk out with your chainsaw and you don't say, and you watch me and you don't say anything, in Eastern ethical standards, I haven't done anything wrong because you didn't stop me from doing it. Even though I stole it, you didn't stop me, and in their mind, ethically, it's okay. That's the thing we got to get over in the West. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I agree. In the legal sense, contracts for them over there, and this is just their culture, contracts are suggestions.
Yes.
They're not binding.
Nobody
it's a suggestion for moving forward.
Nobody I know who I'm talking about serious China experts. Nobody I know says that you can believe anything the Chinese government says. Anything.
Right.
Last thoughts, Garrett. Give me your website again, please.
CorporateDirect.com. And, it's great being with you, Jim, to talk about these important issues.
We love having you here. Garrett Sutton, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Scam Proof Your Assets. That's his new book. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.